So shifting gears over to next projects we're working on would be related to safety improvements. Phase one, they were about 95% on the drawings. It hasn't hit the street yet. We're still tweaking a few things. But as far as security vestibule hardening for our elementary and intermediate campuses, and the reason we're doing our elementary and intermediates first is because they don't currently have a school resource deputy assigned to those campuses. So we're going to be bringing that to the trustees for approval in November. And we'll get off and running on that shortly thereafter. We're hoping to be able to catch most of this during the school year, weekends, Christmas break, Thanksgiving break, maybe spring break, some of that stuff. So hopefully we'll have the majority of this knocked out before the summer even gets here. But in the summer of 23, we're planning on picking up phase two at that time, which would pick up our remaining campuses for high school and middle school. Some of the same things that we're doing for our security vestibules, we'll be doing those same things at the high school and middle school campuses. Also related to safety will be some miscellaneous other projects. We will be picking up some fencing at Pecan Trail and in Cypress Grove Intermediate Schools. A few little small pieces of fencing at a few other campuses. Also, we'll be picking up some bollards. Those are the big pipes full of concrete that are buried into sidewalks for prevention of what safety people will call vehicle incursion. Basically, what that means is keep a vehicle from being able to drive over the sidewalk and ride into the inside of a building through a glass wall or storefront. And one safety improvement project we've already accomplished is over at Rock Prairie Elementary School. We did our fire alarm replacement over there through the summer, and works a whole lot better now.